Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. Let's get this show going today, and we're going to talk about how to win in this very housing market.
It's no secret that this housing market has been a crazy and very unique one over the last year. I know I've heard of many buyers opting out and just getting discouraged and, throwing off the whole process altogether. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, is how to win in this market. Just share some practical things that you can do if you're someone who's currently in the market to buy, or if you want to be in the market to buy soon. We think you will find this helpful, hopefully.
And who doesn't want to win? Mm-hmm. I want to win in everything I do. So if that's your attitude, this is the show you got to listen to here at KYKN. And if you're listening on our YouTube channel, you'll see a little bit on my face. I don't know. This weekend, I had a little bit of a accident when it came to the grinder on our new purchase. By the way, we did purchase a home finally, and we're going through that remodel phase. But I was grinding, and the grinder, it kicked back, and it clipped my face. So excuse that if you're following us on YouTube.
If you can see it.
You can't see me.
It actually, it's kind of funny because 2 days ago, it was Halloween, and it happened the day before Halloween.
I look like Dracula.
No one even said anything when we were out the next day, because it literally just looked like it was like Halloween makeup. Like he just purposefully drew some blood on his skin. So
Halloween's over. But yeah. Now we're going to talk about how you can win. And I'm excited for this show because I love winning. Everything I do in my life is a competition. Sometimes I'm very childish about it. But that's a trait that I love to pass on to us, our family. And if you're one of our clients, that is the one thing I want to do for you, is make you a winner. And ultimately, we're in a market to where you need to be winning, because sometimes, like Mariah said, if you're not, you get discouraged, and then it comes to, I'm going to hold off and wait. And right now, we don't see any reason why this real estate market's going to decline or the sales prices are going to go downward. Do you, Mariah?
No. You know what's crazy is, I know, just thinking back to like the end of the summer, you know, a few months ago, maybe midsummer, looking at prices, and it's like, it seems like you can get less square footage for the same price as you could just a couple months ago. Things are, it's like prices are still rising right now. They maybe not as rapidly as 2020, but things are still going up.
Yeah, things are still going up. And that's what I'm seeing.
We just don't see that really stopping. And if so, we don't see it stopping drastic, like, you know, nothing drastic happening. So.
And I'm glad, though, you mentioned price per square footage, because that's what I've been seeing too.
Like, okay, that leads me to our first, I'll just jump right into our first tip. Perfect. Which is setting realistic expectations beforehand, before you start house shopping. And the reason that that brought that one up to me is because, I mean, right now, okay, so South Salem is the highest average price point in all of Salem. And right now, if you're looking at a nice neighborhood in South Salem, you want to spend about $500,000. That's going to probably get you a 2,100 square foot, you know, 1970s home, not updated, not a huge yard or anything like that. Wouldn't you agree?
That's what I'm seeing out there too. It's going to be an older year built, by far nothing newer.
And you're not going to see updates.
And you're not going to see updates.
$500,000.
And we all know the more square footage there is, the more costs involved when it comes to updating.
Yep.
And who knows what's behind all the junk and gunk that's been happening over the last 40 years of previous home ownership. And everybody knows with every remodel project that you set a budget for your remodel, but prepare to go over that budget, just because there's always those hidden costs and things that you just did not account for. And that's something to consider, though, in today's real estate market.
Yeah, I think that's a huge factor when it comes to winning in this market, is just before you even start house shopping, just start looking around and knowing, just have an idea in your head, a realistic idea of what you can actually get for each price point. Because that's
All right, so would it be appropriate to call like you two up and say, "Hey, I've got $300,000. What can I?
Yes.
What can
absolutely,
I get for that?
Absolutely. And something I will do even is a lot of times, you know, like I have a client I just spoke to yesterday that's moving here from Hawaii. They might not be here until this summer, but I'm probably going to set them up on a property watch sooner than that, just so they can start seeing what's on the market here and get a feel for what their price point can buy them, and that there's definitely. Definitely benefits to doing that.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, though. If you aren't really ready to buy right now, especially, though, maybe you're wanting to buy in the summertime, or you're out of state right now, and you're just not sure really where this market's headed or where it could take you, but you know you want to get to Oregon eventually. So here's the deal. I was talking with a contractor this morning, believe it or not, and he was super frustrated because he was out of state at the time, and he was calling. It was for a home in Washington he wanted. He lived in Houston, and he wanted to buy a home in Washington. And he would call brokerages and say, "Hey, can you find out about this property or connect me with an agent so I can have an agent in that area?" He said the problem was nobody would get back to him.
The agents?
The agents wouldn't get back to him. The offices he called, Keller Williams, he said he called like three other offices, whatever. Not saying those offices are negative or bad, but the communication, the client, I always say we want to treat everybody with honor. We want to give you service. That was just kind of unacceptable to me.
Yeah.
And with our services we can provide for you, though, to make you successful in finding a home is these property watches and us keeping you in our client database and us having that open line of communication. And that does start with Mariah and I. Yeah. We have to have our phones on. We have to answer the texts, those calls, those emails, and find you a suitable property. And if we find it tomorrow, maybe we find it tomorrow. And that's the one, we write an offer on it then. But in case you just haven't found the property, over time, we can set you up on a property watch to make you have the right home to purchase in the end.
Yeah, it's never too early to start just seeing what's out there so you know have a feel for what you can get in this market.
What does a property watch look like?
Oh, so basically when we say that, I guess that's a term that, you know, isn't really, you wouldn't really know what that means. So what we say, what we mean when we say property watch is basically that's just going to be like a property search that you're set up on, but it's automated. So you're going to get, we'll talk to you and find out what your specific criteria is, like exactly what you want. And then you're going to get emails sent to you as soon as something that fits that criteria hits the market. So that's just what the...
Yeah, well, that sounds cool.
And if you're a client out there listening, though, over radio or on a podcast forum, you can go directly to our website, VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. I'm going to say that one more time. VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. And there's actually a property watch icon right above the home screen. It's going to be on the right side, and it drops down, and you can actually put in your custom input. And there's a lot of cool options you can do. If you need a fenced yard, you need a fenced yard. If you want 0.5 of an acre, you get 0.5 an acre. And
that's
you do
cool.
your specifics in that property search, and it can automatically send it to your email daily as it comes on market. Our website is updated every 5 minutes, I think it is.
And it's going to show you everything that's on the market, no matter, you know, where your area, like say you're in another state even, you could still use that as a resource, and it's going to be connected directly to your multiple listing services where you're at. So it's going to pull up everything that's on the market.
And we've had so many clients find their homes just through that resource we provide for them from our website.
Yep.
That is so cool. I'm really excited. The URL again is?
VetrusCrawfordRealty.com.
All right. It's time to take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about how to win in this housing market.
All right. So our next thing you're going to want to be prepared for in this market is be prepared to pay for your down payment and your closing costs.
This is a good one. I still have a couple clients that, I mean, it's not the end of the world if your closing costs need to be paid for, okay? I don't want to discourage you and say, right. hey, you're just not going to find a home.
Like, don't even try.
Yeah.
yeah, that's not what we're saying here.
Because in the end of the day, there's a couple things we can do. And right now, we have seen a little bit of a slowdown. Mm-hmm. Not saying that homes aren't selling, but we have seen more price reductions. And if we could find the right quality home for you that works on your loan program, and you out there as a client right now should already know similarly what your loan program is, whether you're already in an right. FHA category, a conventional category, a cash buyer, those type of things. And I think off of what we're going to be telling you today, we'll actually give you a better note or hint on how you should change your offer, though. We're not telling you, hey, if you're in an right. FHA, to put this much more down, because we're just going to consider it you're an FHA loan, you're putting 3.5% down, and that's all we can do with your offer, because that's just the reality of your situation.
Right. I think basically to sum it up for this one, I think go into it with the expectation of like I would never say not to try. There's definitely still a great possibility you will get an offer accepted. Just know that it's going to take maybe a little longer or a much, much, much stronger offer if you're needing closing costs paid for. And if you're at all able to go the route of just paying your own closing costs, then it's the time to do so if you're, you know, mm-hmm. of course, able to.
Yeah.
All right. Next is on winning in this market is don't waive your appraisal. I know that's a tricky one because a lot of people are saying, it's really necessary in certain price ranges to get an offer accepted. But just knowing for us, having just purchased a home, I feel one thing that helped me feel pretty confident about it was, you know, even buying a house in a hot seller's market was knowing that it appraised a little bit over what we purchased it for. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thankful that we didn't waive the appraisal for that purpose. I think that can help give you a peace of mind if you're someone who's buying in this market, if it appraises at value or over value. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
No, I think that's spot on. There are a couple people still paying over appraisal value.
Yep.
And unfortunately, though, what I have seen this a couple times mm-hmm. is people will do and say whatever it takes to get under contract. Yeah. And if you're a buyer's agent, I don't blame you. And if I'm working for my client, my whole goal is to get you under contract and then work and navigate your direction to get you to the closing table. And if it's closing costs that need to be paid for, sometimes we're not writing that in the initial contract and we're negotiating closing costs through inspections.
Right.
There's all types of different things on how we can navigate a contract, and that's partly why you need representation as a buyer. In sellers, that's why you need representation as a seller. It's because a real estate transaction ultimately is a big negotiation.
Right.
And for me, that's fun. But we're talking about how to make you as a buyer today, buyer, a winner in this contract.
Right.
And being a winner is getting an accepted offer. So our goal and job is to do whatever we can to make you look appealing and please the seller. And sometimes it was those love letters. Unfortunately, now we're told not to write them. Not in
Oregon. Other states, you know, you can still do them. Not us.
But, you know, that was a way to connect with the seller. It was a way because the seller, ultimately, we put our heart and souls into these homes. And we want to know who's purchasing. We want to know who's buying and connect with the audience.
Yeah.
But now we can't do that. So we got to go different routes here. And if I can get you under contract in any way, that's my goal. And that's what I'm going to do. And then once we're under contract, we can navigate and control how to get you to the closing table that best suits you. Whether it's raising the down payment to make your loan affordable on your monthly payment and work with your lender on the backside, whether that's negotiating repairs, whether that's waiving an appraisal or buying more than the home's worth during the appraisal. There's simple things we can do, and that's going to make you a winner at the end of the day.
Right. When it comes to waiving that appraisal to get your offer accepted, I think that it really just comes down to what makes sense for you, what's comfortable for you, mm-hmm. what you can feasibly do, and what it takes to get an offer accepted.
Yeah.
I know, like we said, prices have still gone up, mm-hmm. but things have slowed down a little. Thinking back to this summer, there was a point this summer when, like the beginning of the summer, when it seemed like it was impossible to get an offer accepted, especially in like the 400 range and under, without doing that. And now that's not the case. You know, it's not so competitive. But that's just what I have to say about the Yep. Appraisal.
And glancing at the notes, the next one to make you a winner is conventional loan is king.
Yeah.
That was just kind of the quotations that we used. And not saying an FHA loan, VA home loan, USDA are negative loans by any means. But right now in a market that we're in, yeah, it's just more favorable to be a conventional financer. It just is.
Yeah.
Due to the process and buying power that these loans provide and have for these buyers. And
again,
it just makes the seller a little bit more comfortable to work with this loan program.
Right.
All right. So define conventional for me.
So with a conventional loan, you're going to be putting more down, and it's just a little bit to the seller. In other markets, it hasn't been as big of a deal, but in this market, especially with how competitive it's been, it's just a little bit more desirable to the seller. They're also the most, lenient as far as like inspections go, mm-hmm, for like their appraisals,
yeah, appraisal
and whatnot. With a FHA loan, for example, it's going to be a lot stricter as to what things need to be fixed before it can be sold.
Like, I've seen transactions with an FHA loan. Appraiser says there's moss on the roof. It needs to be removed,
yeah,
before we can finalize this loan and show documentation and proof that this moss has been removed. And odds are you have to have the appraiser come back out to the home, reinspect the home, costing you another week and a half in the transaction.
Right.
That's not negative. They're just looking at hazardous things that could, you know, potentially harm you and the home.
But if I'm a seller, I would way rather, if there's a conventional loan, an FHA loan, I'm going to accept the conventional loan.
Conventional usually loans win,
yeah,
every time.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yes. Okay. So you're going to want to have a plan and know what your plan is for that house you're buying. Also keeping in mind, your plan may need to be flexible in the future.
Okay. So planning as in like budget, or what do you mean as plan?
Plan for that house. Like for example, I've worked with clients who have said, like, we're purchasing this house to live in now, but in the future we want to turn it into a rental, or we you know, plan on selling it in this amount of years. Like, of course, your plan will be flexible and it could change, but just having, like, a tentative plan, mm-hmm, can help you just make a better purchase.
That's huge, though.
You know?
Yeah, because that reminds
deal
me of goals.
Yeah.
I look at it as an investment. It's like, what goals is this investment going to make me in the long run, short run, whatever that goal may be? Like, say you want to run an Airbnb out of it, or house hack, or just this is your family house and you only have one kid now. You're, mm-hmm, planning to have four kids. Is, yeah, the goal to add on another bedroom, take down a bedroom, create more space? What's this going to cost for you in the future? And then what's the investment going to make you in the long run or in the short run? Because in a market like this, we see it all the time. People have bought literally a year and a half ago, 2 years ago,
yeah,
and they're reselling their home already because,
yeah,
they look at the equity they've made. And that's why we always encourage people. There's nothing better than home ownership, especially in a time like this, though. When I've heard and seen and read in articles, it's expected to raise 6% to 19%. Whatever you believe, let's just average those numbers out, meet in the middle. That's a great percentage of growth when it comes to sales prices per year.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
It's hard to find a way to get that kind of money. You can't find it in a savings account, that's for sure.
No.
And maybe with the stocks, this is less risky, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I believe so. Yeah.
I think.
Make your monthly
real
payment.
Estate. Yeah.
Make your monthly payment. Keep it.
Yeah.
And sell off when it's good.
Absolutely. Yep. I agree. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Brian Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about how to win in the housing market.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Brian Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. So let's talk again about some more topics on how to win in this housing market.
Our next tip is, we kind of already touched on it at the very beginning, but it is very important for today's market. So we'll say it again. And that is, be realistic. You may need to either lower your standards or just simply wait until you can raise your price point to buy. In this market, you either need to have more money or lower your expectations, and you got to be able to adjust accordingly. That's definitely something I've been seeing with buyers is, you know, it's tough when you look at what you could get a couple years ago for a certain price, you know, say $400,000. You got to know it's not the same in today's market.
Well, if you think about what, if you think about that in the past, what's going to be like 3 or 4 years from now?
Exactly, exactly. You know, things are always changing, and at the end of the day, regardless, there is so much value in homeownership, and it is so worth it. So, next is get your house on the market. Let's just take a minute to talk about contingencies. This is super important if you want to win in this market. Mm-hmm. Working with a lot of clients who are people who are moving to our area, to Oregon from other states, they most of the time, a lot of times, they'll have homes to sell where they're at. And so that's where, you know, they want to know what's the best thing to do. Should I sell my house and then come here? Should I list it? Or is it risky to, you know, put it on the market if I don't know where I'm going yet? And my answer is always that it's going to be very hard to get an offer accepted if your house is not already on the market. And even once it's on the market, if it doesn't have an accepted offer yet, if it's not even sold, those are all things that make it, you know, risky still for the seller who's selling the home you want to buy. So just know contingencies are something to be aware of in this market if you want to win. Is you might need to write a little bit stronger of an offer than you otherwise would have. Or a lot of times we're hearing people say, we're not willing to look at an offer with contingencies. So again, we don't say that to discourage you. If that's your situation, we can definitely help you find something, but we need to set that expectation ahead of time for sure. Next is escalation clauses. So just know in this market that escalation clauses, they might not work in this market.
So yeah, what is an escalation clause? I feel like the people, we need to talk about this just for a quickie.
Okay.
Is an escalation clause is, say the sales price is $230,000.
Uh-huh.
An escalation clause is usually used in a multiple offer situation, and you as the buyer writing up a clause saying, we are willing to offer you this amount up to a certain amount. So say you'll offer up to $250,000. And you'll go $3,000 over the best and highest bid up to $250,000, that certain price. So an escalation clause is just making it so there's not an exact number you're willing to offer on a home, but you're willing to beat the other best offer by an X amount of dollars. Did that make sense?
Yeah. How often does that happen?
It does happen. I see it sometimes, and in markets like this, it could get frustrating seeing escalations clauses because we as sellers want to see the most money, and sadly but truly, fear has driven a lot of buyers to offer what they are offering because they've missed out so many other times on other homes they've really wanted.
Yeah.
And so escalation clauses kind of just give that little bit of buffer for them to – I mean, honestly, sellers, they get good deals out of them. Personally, I've made really good deals out of escalation clauses for my seller.
But just know that in this market, a lot of sellers are saying highest and best only. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to just speed through the last few, and then you can get to your listing of the week.
Beautiful.
Okay, so we have don't expect a counter. We're not really seeing that in this market. Next is persistence is key, and homeownership is worth it. I really do believe that. And last is it's okay to take a break from the home buying process, whether that's a week break or a year break, you know, whatever that is for you. It's okay to take a break and get a breather and then jump back in.
Lots of our clients have done that, and then they come right back in that first house, we get them under contract. It's just the way it works out.
What's that listing?
A brand new listing of the week here for you guys, and it's in Salem, Northeast Salem. And the reason I love it is because those property taxes are so low. In Salem, it's only $2,300. This will be a three-bed, two-bath. That's what everybody's looking for, and it's in that competitive price range, but just nice enough to where you might get it at that sales price at $339,000. Three-bed, two-bath, 0.2 of an acre in Salem. Come and get it.
All right. Thanks. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can join us Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.